The hell. Wavering faith.
Amen.
主啊，我们也要感谢你，在病房照护当中的李玉明那姐妹，能够以她自己的生命做见证，以坚定的信心来歌颂跟赞美你。
May she experience your nearest love and peace in every moment.
我们求你使她在每一个时刻都能够深刻的来经历你的慈爱跟你的亲近。
Father, we also pray for those preparing for the baptism next month.
父啊，我们也为即将在下个月受洗的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Strengthen their faith, guide their steps, and lead them deeper into your truth and righteousness.
求你坚固他们的信心，引导他们走在公义的道路之上。
We commit to you our upcoming church retreat in Lynchburg, Virginia.May it be a time of spiritual renewal, fellowship, and growth for all who attend.
我们也把下个月要在维吉尼亚州林奇堡的退休会交在你的手中，求你借着这次聚会，让每一个参加的人都能够在灵命上得到造就跟复兴。
Now, Lord, we ask that you open our hearts and attune our ears to your word.As Pastor Lee bring the message you have given him.
主啊，现在我们求你开启我们的心灵，打开我们的耳朵，来聆听李牧师所传讲你的话语。
Speak to us and transform us by your Spirit.
请你亲自对我们说话，并借着圣灵来改变我们的生命。
We pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
以上的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
The youth and children are now dismissed to go to their classes.
青少年和儿童可以回到你们的教室。
We are delighted to have Pastor Lee from the Grace Church in Elridge, Maryland, to preach to us today. This is the first time he come to our church and share his message.
那么我们很高兴呢，今天能够有恩典教会的李牧师来到我们当中，跟我们分享主的信息。这已经是他第五次来造访我们的教会了。
谢谢。
好，李牧师，请。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
代表恩典教会所有弟兄姐妹， 大概是在 Elkridge， 在 Ellicott City 附近。我向各位请安。
So I represent my brothers and sisters in Grace Church, which is located near Ellicott City. Peace be with you.
今天跟各位分享，继续分享这个跟从罗马书十二章一直以后的经文。
So today I want to continue to share with you a scripture from Romans chapter 12.
我想这段经文，对我们各位应该有帮助。
I think that those scriptures will be helpful to every one of us.
因为它涉及到我们在教会这个每一天的服事。
Because it's related to our service in our church on a daily basis.
我们先一起做个简单祷告。
So let's bow our head and pray first.
爱我们的天父。
Dear loving Father.
感谢赞美主，让我们在主内的弟兄姐妹们在这里一起。同心合意的来敬拜你。
We want to thank you and praise you that brother and sister can gather together here to worship you.
愿主你自己的圣灵通过你的话语来激励我们。
May your Holy Spirit to rebuild us through your words.
让我们勇敢前进。
So we can march on.
让我们这个短暂的人生在地上为主做美好的见证。
So we can be a testimony for you in our short life on earth.
让我们更是通过你所赐给我们的恩赐，知道在地上如何的服侍你。
So we may know how to serve you on earth, through the spiritual gift that you have given us.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那么我们都知道，我们因着主耶稣的救赎，成了神的儿女。
We all know that we have become God's children through Jesus Christ's salvation.
并且成为主耶稣基督的仆人。
And become servant of Jesus Christ.
因此神把他的重要事工托付了给我们。
Therefore, he entrusted his important work to us.
因此神国度事工的这个开展取决于我们的用处。
So how we expand God's kingdom, it really depends on us.
我们的忠诚以及我们的委身。
Our loyalty and our commitment.
那我们被委于重任。以成为并且成为耶稣的手、耶稣的脚和耶稣的声音。
We have been entrusted by our Lord to become Jesus' hand, his legs, and his life on earth.
那我们靠什么来开始神国度的事工呢？
So, what can we depend on to start God's kingdom?
罗马书十二章第一节的第二节，保罗首先告诉我们，我们必须要从个人的侍奉开始。
So in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul told us we have to start from ourselves.
换句话说，我们必须把自己这个全人当作活祭献给神。
In other words, we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
我们前几次一起分享罗马书十二章这个第一节到第二节告诉我们。要把我们的灵魂、我们的身体、我们的思想以及我们的意志献给主。
So, in previous sermons, we have talked about that. We have to offer ourselves, including our soul, our body, and our will to God.
换句话说，我们每一个在神家里的人都是什么？全职的祭司。
So everyone in God's house is a priest.
请我们特别注意，除非我们首先将自己当作活祭献上，否则就不会真正的有效的服事。
So, the precondition that we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, otherwise we won't be able to serve God.
保罗在罗马书十二章三到第八节告诉我们，我们必须靠着神所赐的恩赐，在教会这个氛围继续我们的侍奉。
So in Romans chapters 12, verses 3, Paul told us we have to utilize our spiritual gift to start our service in church.
那么请我们特别注意第三节、第四节告诉我们，每一个信徒都有恩赐。
So please pay attention to verses 3 and 4. Every follower of Jesus has a special, spiritual gift.
实际上我们从后面可以看到每一个信徒什么？都有好几样恩赐，这是一个包裹。
So from the following verses, we can see that every follower of Jesus has multiple gifts. It's a package.
那么你可能会有一个问题，你怎么，我怎么知道我的恩赐呢？
So you may ask, how do I know what kind of a gift I have?
我们大概常常会遇到这个问题。
So I think this is a frequent asked question in the church.
你怎么知道你的恩赐？
How do you know your gift?
除非你真的实践了罗马书十二章一到第二节，否则我们永远不会知道我们的恩赐以及它的潜力。
But unless you really practice the verses 1 and 2, you will never realize your spiritual gift.
因为如果你没有完全献上自己，无论你在教会的这个哪个地方服侍，你都不能在那个方面的服侍显示出你恩赐的全部潜力。
Because if you do not offer your wholeness of yourself to Christ as a living sacrifice, you won't be able to utilize every part of your spiritual gift in your service.
在十八世纪的讲道王子叫乔纳森·爱德华兹啊，就是这个图上。
In 18th century, Jonathan Edwards is a very famous theologist and a pastor.
当然，他也是神重用的仆人。
He is a servant that God has used.
他在美国这个国家被神重用。
He was used to preach God's word in America.
并且在十八世纪真正的给这个国家带来属灵的复兴。
And he really has brought a revival to America, spiritual revival.
他是一位大有影响力的一个布道家，并且他的布道非常有能力，以至于他讲章这个。他讲到的时候是通常是语调不一。
So his preach was so powerful in the U.S. very made huge impact. That's why when he talk, he preached, his tone kept changing.
因为他担心啊，可能会让某人在情感上，而不是在真正经过这个思考信息后归信主耶稣。
Because he worried that people was moved just emotionally.Not through reasoning and logical analysis to really become a follower of Jesus.
所以他很多时候在讲道的时候都是只是从机械的从从头读到尾。
So many times when he preached to the audience, he was reading his sermon like a machine.
据说有时当他在读这个讲章的时候啊，人们因为圣灵的能力啊而尖叫呼求神的怜悯。
But however, when he was reading the scripture, people was moved, even screamed, because they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
为什么乔纳森讲到如此的有能力呢？
Why his sermon was so powerful?
可能你不知道背后的原因。
You may not know the reason behind it.
乔纳森·爱德华曾经自己下了一些决心。
Jonathan Edward made a decision.
他写道。在我活着的时候，我下决心尽我所能的生活。
He wrote that when I was alive, I want to have a full life.
我下决心永不浪费生命中的每分每秒。
I determined not to waste any second of my life.
尽我所能以最有益的方式使用它们。
To utilize every second of my life as possible.
我下决心永不做任何我鄙视的事情。
I have determined not to do anything I despise.
我下决心永不做任何报复的事情。
I have determined not to revenge.
我下决心永不做任何我害怕做的事情。
I have determined not to do anything I fear.
即使那是我生命的最后一刻。
Even that's the last moment of my life.
这就是乔大生决心所做的几件事情。
Those are things that.Jonathan Edwards have determined to do.
并且他在给美国带来巨大的影响。
And he has brought huge impact to America during his time.
如果你要参加这个英国国教堂的这个圣餐礼拜，在圣餐结束之前，你通常会跟会众啊一同背诵这些话。
So if you join Episcopal Church, when you want to receive the Holy Communion, usually before that, you will recite those words by Jonathan Edwards.
他们会说，主啊，我们在这里向你献上我们自己，我们的灵魂和身体，作为对你合理的、圣洁的和活的祭物。
They will say, "Dear Lord, here we want to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, including our soul, our body, to become a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice."
所以我们必须首先在个人的服事上要将身体献上。
That's why we want to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God above all things.
在这个前提之下，我们一起进入罗马书十二章三到第八节。
Now let's look at Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8.
在这段经文里面，保罗告诉我们，我们有效的服事取决于三件事情。
In those verses, Paul told us how to become effective to serve in the church. It depends on three different things.
第一个就是恰当的态度。
The first thing is that it's a proper attitude.
第二个就是恰当的关系。
It's a proper relationship.
第三个就是十二章六节下半节到第八节恰当的服事。
And the third one is a proper serving.
这整段经文就是告诉我们一件事情，基督徒必须按照神所赐的恩赐谦卑的服事。
So all this scripture told us that all Christian has to serve God with humility according to the gift that God has given us.
下面我们首先来看我们在侍奉的时候该有什么样恰当的态度呢？
So let's take a look how we serve. How should we serve God with what kind of attitude?
一个将全人献上的一个基督徒心中的态度是什么呢？
So what a Christian, what kind of attitude a Christian will have when he dedicates his whole being to God?
这是一个谦卑的态度。
It's an attitude of humility.
我们在教会服事的时候应该持有什么样的态度呢？谦卑。
So when we serve in a church, what kind of attitude we should have? Humility.
这就是罗马书十二章第三节所要表达的。
So this is Romans chapter 12 verses 3, what the verse has told us.
我们大概今天就只能讲这一节经文。
I think today we can only talk one verse here in Romans.
我们从九个敬诚心的问题来思想这节经文。
So we can think about meditate on nine questions.
第一个问题，谦卑和前面的献上身体有什么关系？
The first question is what's the relationship between humility and dedicate yourself as a living sacrifice?
保罗说：“我凭着所赐我的恩。”
Paul said.By God's mercy and His grace.
那么这句经文在句首有一个连接词，因为在中文圣经里面没有被翻译出来。
So, in English verses, there is one word that's missing in Chinese translation. It's therefore.
换句话，保罗说，因为我凭着我所赐的恩赐。
So, in other words, Paul said, therefore.I can told you this because God has given me this grace.
那么这是一个过渡性的一个连接词。
It's a transition.
它的意思就是只有在第一节跟第二节所提到的奉献才能带来这种恰当的态度。
So it's a referring to a relationship. As long as you fulfill the first verse, which means you dedicate yourself as a living sacrifice, then you can do verses 2 and 3.
换句话说，保罗从劝勉信徒对神的献身，要转向他们对信徒彼此的服事。
That's why he want to turn, you know, the believers' dedication to God to become mutual serving in the church by Christians.
这里的关键是谦卑的态度，必须是在献身之后。
The key point here is the humility, and it will only happen after you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
而服事必须在谦卑之后。
Serve has to come after dedication and the humility.
换句话说，服事始于献身，因为献身的背后是谦卑。
So you can only start to serve once you dedicate, because you dedicate yourself, then you will have a pure.An attitude of humility.
如果我把它源于我们对神旨意的降服。
It comes from our submission, total submission to God.
第二个问题，这九个问题都是跟这个谦卑有关系啊。第二个问题
，The second question, all nine questions I'm going to ask are all related to humility.
谦卑。
Given by God.
保罗说什么？我凭着所赐我的恩。
Paul said, you know, depends on the grace of God.
换句话说，保罗为了说明自己的观点，他警告人们不要抱有任何错误的态度。
That's why Paul said because he wanted listeners to have a correct attitude, so he wanted them, to listen. The words that it came from God.
保罗说：“我凭着所赐我的恩。”保罗在这里谈论是什么样的恩典呢
？So what kind of grace Paul was talking about here?
他显然不是在谈论得救的恩典。
He was not talking about salvation.
尽管他确实已经得到了这个得救的恩典。
Though he was saved without doubt.
这也是我们中间每一个信徒什么都已经经历过的。
So this is every Jesus follower has already experienced the salvation.
我们所有的人都在基督里得到了这个救赎的恩典。
We have all been saved and redeemed by Jesus.
但这不是保罗在这里想要说的恩典。
But this is what the grace that Paul wants to talk about here.
这里的恩啊，这 charis 啊，乃是指神呼召他成为使徒的这个特别恩典。
So this is the grace that God has called Paul to become a disciple, this apostle. This is a very special grace.
保罗从神那里什么得到了传道的呼召以及使徒的职位。
Paul was called to be a pastor, to preach, and a disciple to follow.
因为基督亲自呼召他成为外邦人的使徒。
Because Jesus has called him by himself to become a disciple. Of aliens.
我们从保罗的书信里面可以非常清楚地知道他实际上一遍又一遍地重复这个观点。
When we read Paul's letters to all churches, Paul has emphasized this point of view repeatedly.
所以他是一个靠恩典成为使徒的人。
So he was called to become a disciple by God's grace.
那么你或许会问啊，保罗为什么在这里没有这个讲清楚，就是明讲呢？我是这个使徒。
So you may ask that why Paul didn't say clearly that I have become an apostle.
保罗在这里特别强调谦卑，同时啊，他不愿意摆出什么任何使徒权柄的架子。
So when Paul was emphasizing humility, he didn't want to pump up himself, with the authority of an apostle.
所以保罗甚至啊，在提到他使徒职分的方式中啊，也体现出了他的谦卑。
That's why when Paul even mentioned his duty as an apostle, he had attitude of humility.
这与他想要表达的也非常一致。
And it's very consistent with his message.
第三个问题。
The third question.
谦卑与每一个信徒都有关系吗
？Does humility related to every follower, every believer?
这个牵涉到你我啊。
It's related to you and I.
保罗接着是什么？对你们个人说，在罗马书十二章第三节，对你们个人说。
That's why Paul said to each one of you.
保罗说，无论是那些在罗马教会的外邦信徒，还是保罗本人，还是那些在罗马教会内少数的犹太信徒，谦卑什么，必须是每一个信徒该有的态度。
That's why Paul said, no matter it's him, or aliens in the church of in Rome, or those few Jewish followers, humility is required above all things.
他对每一代基督徒都很重要。
It's very important to believers in all generations.
第四个问题。
The fourth question.
一个信徒如何谦卑地看自己
？How a believer see him or herself with humility.
保罗说：“不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。”
He said, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given."
啊，这是一个非常奇妙的一个宣称。
This is a very wonderful proclaim.
啊，这个经文也很常常喜欢被人引用。
It was recited, in many occasions.
它到底是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean?
我们注意看这里的动词看。
We have to pay attention to a verb.
啊，这个词实际上是非常重要的一个词。这个它这个在腓立比书出现的很多次呀。
And this word repeatedly in Philippians many times.
它的意思就是思考、认为的意思。
The meaning is to ponder, to think about.
这个看这个字根啊，它以四种不同的形式出现在这一节经文里面。
So this word has been manifested in four different roots.
我把这些经文的字面意思跟各位分享了。
So I want to share with you what those means.
他说：“我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于。”这是第一个，他的字根就是看啊，就是认为所当看的。第二次，总要看。第三次，自己总要看自己，以至于看得合乎中道。这是第四次。
So here, think has been repeated four times. First, do not think of yourself more highly than you thought the second time.And you rather think it's the second time, the third time, you know, and then more than yourselves, where is the fourth one?
看得合乎中道。
Okay. And think about yourself according to God's will.
很抱歉，我这个没有把这个奖章这个发给他，所以这个比较难翻译。这个他临时在翻的话，这个很厉害呀！我们感谢主呀，我给他鼓掌呀！
抱歉，因为我们沟通上可能教会跟牧师的沟通有问题，我没有收到事前的牧师的奖章。那
下不为例。
如果有看不懂，事后去找牧师私人请教。
他等于说，看自己过于就是过高的看自己意思。
So do not think of yourself. More than you think.
如果你注意看的话，就是这个看自己过于就是过高的，这就是过高的意思。过高的看自己，过高的认为自己，过高的思考自己。
Which means that you may overlook or overestimate yourself.
看得合乎中道的意思就是什么？就看前面一个叫 Sophia， 就是用智慧，用神的智慧啊，用清醒的头脑看自己。后面这个是看字。
So here The third, the think here, the rules means that the wisdom to think with God's wisdom.
你知道，从圣经的角度，一个人自负啊，在圣经里被视为一种精神错乱。
So from the biblical point of view, if people are very proud of themselves, it was regarded as a kind of mental health problem.
换句话说，如果你不以恰当的方式看待自己，那你就是疯了。
So if you don't think yourself properly, then you might just be insane.
换句话说，不要高估自己，超过真实的估计。
Therefore, do not think of yourself over than you deserve.
而要用适当的估计来估计自己。
So you have to measure yourself properly.
彼得在彼得前书五章第五节说，也多要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
That's why Peter said in First Peter chapter 5, all of you clothe yourself with the humility toward one another, because God oppresses the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以这节经文的基本意思就是不要对自己的能力、恩赐有过高或者说贬低的评价，相反要清醒又智慧的去思考。
Therefore, here, what it means that do not overestimate yourself or underestimate yourself. You have to know yourself with a clear mind.
在中国人的教会，至少在我的接触的人群当中啊，在中国人的教会里面，这个自负是比较不明显，比较少。
So, according to my experience in Chinese churches, follower has theTo be too proud or overestimate themselves is not a big problem.
过分的谦卑是我们常常看到的。
So, humble themselves too much, you know, over exaggerate is a prevail problem.
所以根据这节经文的这个意思，就是我们没有必要到处说我像一条虫子一样一无所知。
So here it reminds us, you don't have to tell everybody I'm useless, like a worm, you know, I have no function.
我们没有必要说这个世界上明明有恩赐，我说哎不会不会，我不真的不会。
We don't have to say no, even though God has given me grace, I have no gifts.
这是一种虚假的谦卑，谦虚。
It's a very false humility.
当别人夸奖你的时候，你心里不要因此而沾沾自喜。而是要保持头脑清醒。
So when people praise you, you don't have to be proud and happy inside. You have to keep your mind clear.
我们要认识到自己的极限，并且正确地衡量自己的恩赐。
So we have to know our limitation, but also measure our spiritual gift.
我们不要去这个故意提倡某种愚蠢的虚假的谦卑。
So we don't want to advocate a kind of a false humility.
如果你真的什么认为自己什么都不是什么又给我任何东西这个然后心里面这个很认为自己很了不起，这是很愚蠢的。
So if you think you know you're nothing and God hasn't give you anything, but then you're happy inside, this is very actually stupid, not wise.
加拉太书六章第三节讲得很清楚，人若无有还以为有，就是自欺了。
So in Galatians chapter 6, it said, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
在早期的教会，他们存在着另外一种问题。
So in early church, there was another kind of problem.
人们渴望得到一种比较明显的、显眼的恩赐。
People desired a very powerful spiritual gift that can be seen by others.
比如说，他们人人都想要得到什么讲方言的恩赐呀。
So they wanted a gift they can speak dialects.
但是保罗在哥林多前书十二章三十一节怎么说？你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示给你们。
But Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 31.But eagerly desire the greater gifts, and I will show you the most excellent way.
换句话说，保罗对哥林多信徒说什么？我想要向你们展示一种更优秀的方式，那就是靠爱的生活。
So Paul was talking to a believer in Corinthian church. I want to show you a even better, excellent way.That is to live by love.
在当时这个教会，他们有另外一个问题，就是很多人都想要做教导的工作呀。
So, in the early church, there was another problem. Many people want to be teacher. They want to preach.
所以雅各在雅各书三章第一节说什么？我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
So that's why James said, you know, Don't try to be the teachers because we will be judged.
换句话说，我们请特别注意，你需要对神所赐给你的恩赐感到满足。
In other words, you have to be satisfied with whatever spiritual gift that God has given you.
不要低估它，也不要高估它。
Don't underestimate it or overestimate it.
在教会的服事当中啊，人们对恩赐普遍的错误态度可以归纳为三种。
So in church, there are three common false impression of God's gift.
第一种，以一种骄傲的态度使用某种主要的恩赐。
So first one is that people serve God with one major gift with a very proud attitude.
这是对真正恩赐的一个浮夸使用。
This is an exaggeration of utilizing the spiritual gift.
换句话说，你想要让全世界都知道你很擅长你所做的事情。
In other words, you want to make the world know that the spiritual gift that you have been given and that you are good at.
第二种态度，以一种虚假谦卑的态度贬低自己恩赐的价值。
The second one is that you try to underestimate or the spiritual gift that has been given you with a false humility.
换句话说，我们知道神赐给了我们一种特别的恩赐，但我们玩弄这个虚假谦卑的游戏，希望人们拍拍你的肩膀，并且夸奖你。
In other words, you know, we know what kind of spiritual gift God has given us, but we want to demonstrate false humility so people can praise you. You know, lap up and say that you're so humble. They want to get this kind of praise.
第三种就是不愿使用神所赐给你那种不显眼的恩赐。
And the third one is that people do not want to utilize their spiritual gift, which are not obvious to the believer in the church.
这就是保罗在这里真正想要讨论的问题。
This is the question that Paul wants to raise here.
这把我们带到了第五个问题。
So this will bring us to the fifth question.
第五个问题，一个信徒谦卑地看自己什么东西呢？
So what should a believer see from themselves with a humble attitude?
答案就是神所赐给他的恩赐。
The answer is the spiritual gift that are given by God.
这就是为什么从第六节中间开始，他开始说什么？或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事，等等。
That's why starting from verses 6,Paul mentioned to the church member that they have to utilize their spiritual gift according to God's will. People can speak prophecy or dialect or serve.
我们都知道每个人都有神所赐给你的恩赐。
We know each one of you has a spiritual gift that given by God.
无论你的恩赐是什么，你都要去使用它。
No matter what is your spiritual gift, you have to utilize it.
你不要去玩弄你的自尊心。
And don't play games with your self-esteem.
不要高估自己，也不要自吹自擂，更不要贬低低估自己。
Don't overestimate yourself and praise yourself, but also do not underestimate yourself.
不要说我是谁，我什么也不是，我的恩赐微不足道，因此我不要做任何事情。
Don't say to yourself, who am I? I'm nothing. So that's why I have no gift. I don't want to serve, in the church in any other way.
我们这种态度无疑是将会摧毁基督的身体。
So with this kind of attitude, we are destroying, Jesus' body.
我们举个简单例子，我们中间可能有很多人担任这个胃的功能，这个没人看到你胃在工作耶。
So we may, you know, one, some of us are here every Sunday to greet people and bring them to their seat. Nobody pay attention to those people.
如果你的胃教会里有所有胃的功能，这个恩赐的弟兄姐妹们有一半不工作了，你看这个你的人怎么样会？你的胃有一半不工作了，那还不得了呀。
You're talking about stuff.
Yes. 或者说 kidney 也可以，kidney 肾呀，或者说肾脏也可以。
Okay, so here, Pastor Lee was talking like, you know, nobody see your stomach. Your stomach is working. But if, even though no one see your stomach, if your stomach stop working, can you imagine the consequence?
因此，针对神所赐给我们的恩赐啊，我们要看得合乎中道。
That's why we have to see God's gift properly.
这是我们每一个基督徒该有的谦卑态度。
And that's the humility I'm talking about that every believer should have.
很多人认为啊，这个谦卑的人是一个温顺、安静、不引人注目，并且是隐形的。
Many people thought that a man with humility is invisible. You know, talk softly, and nobody pay attention to him.
我们认为那样的人太谦卑了，从来不说一句话。
And that kind of people are so humble that they.Barely speak.
这有可能不是一种谦卑。
However, it may not is a demonstration of humility.
换句话说，谦卑不是明显的高估，也不是明显的低估，而是正确的估计。
In other words, humility doesn't mean that overestimate or underestimate. It's just proper demonstration of an attitude.
谦卑就是能够说，是的，神赋予了我恩赐，感谢神。神给了我一种为他的荣耀而服侍的方式，我感谢他， 我愿意用这种恩赐来服侍他。
The humility I'm talking about is that you recognize, yes, God has given me this gift. I want to thank God for this gift, and I am willing to serve Him with this gift.
保罗在这里没有担心说我是因神的恩典而成为耶稣基督的使徒。
Paul didn't say that I worry I have become an apostle because of God's grace.
我们同样也不应该担心说神赐给我这样的恩赐去服侍他。
Therefore, we should not worry that God has given us this gift to serve Him either.
很显然，我们都知道，恩赐不是靠我们自己应得的，或者是我自己赚来的，而是靠他的恩典。
We all know that the spiritual gift is not earned or what we deserve. It was given by God's grace.
第六个问题。
And the sixth question.
我们如何正确地认识我们的恩赐？
How can we know our spiritual gift properly?
保罗最后在第三节说嘛，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。第三节。十二章第三节，罗马书。
For by the grace given me, I said to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with a sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
我们按照我们的信心来评估我们的恩赐。
So that's why we measure our faith, our gift by our faith.
无论我们有什么样的恩赐。
No matter what kind of spiritual gift we have,
这些都是神给我们量身打造的。
It was measured by God, according to our need.
我们甚至可以说，神根据我们的成长背景、工作背景以及文化背景，给了我们一份他的恩赐。
We can even say that God has given us a spiritual gift according to our background, cultural background, or work capability.
以便我们在神的教会中凭着信心服侍。
So we can serve him in the church with the faith.
因此，这让我们在教会的各方面的这个服侍，成了一种管家的职责。
That's why that we serve him in the church become God's servant.
神给了我们一份礼物，一份恩赐，让我能够在推进他国度的扩张，为他的荣耀而使用。
God has given us a spiritual gift so we can promote and expand His kingdom in the process.
并且我们在其中就是担任管家的职责。
And during this process, we have become God's servant.
但我们请大家特别特别的注意啊，这一切都是从自己什么，把自己完全献给神开始。
But I want you to pay attention. Everything started from the beginning when we.Offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
并且接着我们必须要尽做好管家的本分。
And then we have to be a faithful servant.
这就是为什么哥林多前书四章第二节说什么，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
因此，我们按照我们的信心来评估我们的恩赐。
That's why we measure and estimate our spiritual gift according to our faith.
这给我们带来第七个问题：神是如何分配信心的
？So this brings out the seventh question: How God measure His spiritual gift?
这一句话给我们一个暗示，就是说，神给我们的恩赐像一个包裹。
Here it implies that the gift we receive from God come in a package.
我跟各位举一个简单例子。
I want to give you an example.
比如说做一个牧师，像我个人一样。
For instance, if I am a pastor.
我的主要这个恩赐可能就是教导跟这个讲道。
So my major spiritual gift is to preach and sharing God's message.
中间也有关怀。
Of course, I can care about our church member.
也有管理这个教会。
I can also manage the church.
也有清洁啊等等。
And I also clean the church.
那么我们中间每一个人什么都有一个恩赐的包裹。
I believe every one of us has a package, you know, with God's spiritual gift.
你可能在教会没有做教导的工作。
You may not be the teacher in the church.
但可能教导是你的，不是你主要的恩赐。
Maybe the teaching is not the major spiritual gift that God has given you.
但也是你的恩赐。
But it's a part of your.
那为什么我会这么说呢
？It's part of your gift as well. Why I say this?
因为圣经要我们做父母的什么？要根据圣经的教训教导我们的子女，对不对？
Because God, because a Bible requires us to teach our children according to Bible.
因为神要我们向我们的邻舍传讲福音，我们必须什么？要会做教导的工作。
And God requires to share gospel with our neighbor. And during this process, you have to teach and the sharing message.
所以这个话语，这个要照神所分给个人性情的大小，它的原话是这么说的啊。
So this the original word is.
神给了每一个信徒一个信心的量器，或者说容器。
So God gave every believer a measurement of faith, or we can say a container of faith.
这个中文这个大小啊，实际上就是个量器。
So when you talk about size, it means a kind of a measurement tool.
我们可以用非常简单的方式来理解它。
We can understand this in a very simple way.
你就像一个容器。
You are like a container.
里面有很多东西。
It was full with many different things.
另一个人有一个不同尺寸的这个量器。
And another person is a different container.
里面也装满了很多东西。
And it also full of different gifts.
换句话说，每一个人的这个恩赐、啊、这个亮度啊，都是不同的。
In other words, everyone is a different container. The size of the container is very different.
并且神给我们每个人容器的大小都是独一无二的。
And every size of the container is unique.
我们就像这个属灵上的这个雪花。
And we are like the spiritual. You're talking about
雪花就是这个飘雪花。
Okay, the flake, snowflake.
啊，我们中间没有一个是相同的。
Every flake, snowflake is different, unique.
换句话说，神所赐给我们每个人这个恩赐的包裹都是独一无二的。
That means that every pack, spiritual package for each believer is unique.
我们每一个人都得到了一个独特的信心容器。
So every one of us has received a unique container with a spiritual faith.
这给我们带来第八个问题。
And this brings out the eighth questions here.
这里的信心到底是指什么
？So what does faith mean here？
这肯定不是指得救的信心啊，我们知道 that。
Here the faith doesn't mean the salvation because we already know we have the salvation。
因为得救的信心啊，对每一个人来说都是一样的。
Because the salvation is the same for everyone。
那么这也不符合上下文。
And it's not consistent with the context of the verses here.
这里的信心是什么呢
？So what the faith means here?
它基本上是指运用我们这个恩赐啊所需要的信心的这个种类和数量。
So it means that how we utilize our faith.
跟各位讲。
Our spiritual gifts.
跟各位讲一个很简单的例子。
I want to give you an example.
比如说你的信心包裹里面有教导的恩赐呀。
For example, if you're in your package, there is a spiritual gift of a teaching.
它这个信心的种类是教导。
So it belongs to the category of a teaching.
信心大小是什么呢
？So what's the size of your faith?
我信主三年了。
I have believed in God for 3 years.
有人出来跟讲某某弟兄啊，我想请你这个在这个主日学做这个主日学的教导工作。
Somebody told you that brother so and so, can you teach in the Sunday school?
你可能就说，哎，那时候我还真的不行，我现在开始，现在什么，愿意现在团契里面做教导的工作，先从团契开始。你那个信心还没有大，其实你是可以做教导，在主日学教导工作，但是你还没大那个程度，所以你说我现在团契里面做教导的工作。
But you were terrified. You said, no, I'm not ready to teach in Sunday school, but I can start from the fellowship. Maybe I can start to preach and sharing message in the fellowship.
可能哪一天
because you are not ready.
哪天牧师请你做，哎，某某姐妹啊，我想请你这个做教会整体关怀的工作。
Or maybe someday the pastor will approach you, sister so and so, could you start lead the caring fellowship?
因为你在教会里面服事的时候，确实呈现出什么？ 那种关怀的恩赐。
Because I have seen you with a gift of a caring people.
但是你的信心还没有大到一个程度，什么，在教会全方位的服侍。你说我现在团契里面服侍。
Maybe your faith has not grown big enough. Then you're not ready. But you said I can start from the caring the fellowship member.
所以这里的信心基本上就是指运用我们的恩赐所需要的信心种类和数量。
So the faith here is mean that how we utilize our spiritual gift, the faith we need.
有些基督徒有关怀的恩赐。
Some Christians have the gift of caring other people, caring for other people.
那么这位弟兄或者姐妹一定在某种程度上具有怜悯的心肠。
So these brothers or either sister may have a compassionate heart.
并且他是一个非常敏感的人。
And he or she is very sensitive to other people's need.
他很快就能敏感到一个人内在或者外在的需要。
And he or she is very sensitive to other people's need, either physical need or spiritual need.
他也能够很耐心地倾听他人。
And he or she must be a good listener.
并且他那种在属灵上这个温暖呢，可能会这个让人非常这个惊叹。
So he may brought the spiritual warmth to amaze other people.
然后他会去服侍那些极度有需要的人，需要帮助的人。
And he or she may be able to serve those who are in great need.
所以当这样的事情发生在我们周围的时候，那么这是一句非常蒙神祝福的一个服侍。
So if something happened among us, this is a service that's really pleased our God.
那么我们很多人还有其他各方面的恩赐。
And many other people have a different spiritual gifts.
我愿我们每一个弟兄姐妹存着谦卑的心来尽好我们作为管家的职责。
So I really pray that every brother and sister with a heart of humility, we can become a faithful servant in God's house.
好，最后一个问题。
And the last question.
我想以这个问题作为今天的结束。
And I want to conclude my message with the last question.
我如何知道我的恩赐呢
？How do I know my spiritual gift？
那我这里特别采用这个约翰麦克亚瑟牧师所建议的九件事情呀。
So here I want to use the nine suggestion from Pastor
John MacArthur.
John MacArthur.
啊，他在这里建议九样事情，我觉得非常好呀，是一个全面的清单。
So I think this is a very helpful laundry list for us.
这是一个非常可以使用、实际使用的一个清单。
And you can practice in your life with this long list.
第一个就是献上活祭。
The first one is, you know, offer living sacrifice.
我们在罗马书十二章一到第二节讲，已经讲过很清楚了。这个首先什么？当我们重生得救之后，什么？我们已经将我们的灵魂献上了，已经是已成的事情。
So in the Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we already said that, you know, when we become a believer, the first things we need to do is offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. It has been completed.
所以献上我们的灵魂，这已经做好了。然后什么？献上我们的身体。每一个人什么？每一个基督徒都是一个全人的服侍人。
So we want to not only offer our soul, but our body. So you will become a full-time and the whole being.
然后献上我们什么思维
？So we also want to offer our thoughts.
因为思维什么是灵魂，这个新生命跟这个跟我们肉体的一个征战。
Because our thoughts may sometimes a struggle and fight with our flesh.
当我们在思维上明白神的旨意之后，接着就献上我们什么意愿，让我们降服在神的这个旨意下面。
So when we thought dedicate our thoughts, then we will submit our will to God.
这第一步就是献上活祭。
And so the first step is to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
第二步就是知道你有恩赐。
And the second one is that to know you have a spiritual gift.
只要你是一个重生得救的信徒，你一定是就有一个什么信心的包裹的。
So as long as you are born again Christian, you must have received a spiritual gift package from God.
就是恩赐的包裹的。
So it's a package of a spiritual gift.
然后你可以去祈求智慧，属天这个智慧让我怎么样看待我们的恩赐。
So you can pray for the heavenly wisdom to see our gift properly.
第四个，不寻求任何东西。
And the fourth one is not do not seek anything for yourself.
你不要寻求这个做教导，在教会里成为什么？成为这个万人注目的一个领袖。
Do not seek to become a leader, a visible leader in the church, so everyone can pay attention to you.
第五个，审视你内心的渴望。
And the fifth one is to take a look of your inner desire.
你内心是不是真的想要神的荣耀，还是你自己的荣耀？
So in your heart, do you desire for your own glory or God's glory?
第六个，寻求确证。
And the sixth one is to seek for confirmation.
这个需要一段时间的事。
It will take some time.
我就拿我个人的例子来讲吧。
Take myself as an example.
我从来没有认为我有这个教导的恩赐。
I never thought that I have the teaching, you know, spiritual gift.
因为我这个跟人讲话的时候，我会害羞，我会流汗，我会这个说话这个打口舌呀。
So because when I talk to people, I was a very shy person and I was hesitated to talk.
So 当我听到这个牧师讲这个做牧师的一定要有教导的恩赐。
So when I heard that when you become a pastor, you must have a spiritual gift of teaching.
所以我都会怀疑，神真的要我做牧师吗？
So I have a self-doubt that is that true that God want me to be a pastor?
在经过多年的研究圣经，这个多年这个东西，做在团契里面做教导工作，虽然这个不怎么样，但是慢慢这个觉得哎，可能自己是有这个恩赐啊。
So after you know serving in a fellowship and study Bible for many years, and I started to realize maybe God has given me a teaching gift.
所以很多恩赐要通过一个短时间或者长时间的这个在教会的服事，就是当弟兄姐妹邀请你做某一项圣工的时候，不要怕去做呀。
So, some of your gift can only be discovered when you serve in the church. So when you are requested to do something in the church, do not be afraid.
也不要这个担心这个自己怎么样。当别人说你没有这个恩赐，你下来吧，也不要感觉我被侮辱或者怎么样呀。
So do not feel assaulted when people say, "Oh, I don't see you with this spiritual gift. You may just, you know, step down or leave." Don't feel sorry for yourself.
寻求这个确证。
So you may need some time to seek for God's confirmation.
第七个方面就是寻求神的祝福。
And the seventh one is to seek for God's blessing.
换句话说，求神使用他所赐给你的恩赐，使他的名得荣耀。
Which means that you want to pray for God's blessing that you can utilize His spiritual gift to glorify God.
第八个就是全心摆上。
And the eighth one is to offer wholeheartedly.
如果神给你一个恩赐来管理一个团契
，If God give you a spiritual gift to manage a fellowship,
那么我们就全心摆上。
Then we want to offer ourselves wholeheartedly.
这一点很重要呀。
It's very important.
我在教会里常常提醒我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
So in my church, I always remind the brothers and sisters.
因为我们教会这个团契啊，这个一直这么多年来不成长呀。
Because our fellowship did not grow over the years.
甚至什么还萎缩呀。
Even it just shrink.
我就提醒我们这个教会这个团契的负责人啊，我说你们这个千万不能这个，就像我们基督徒在地上过日子的这种想法呀，一年一周一周又一周，反正每一周来了就发这个通知，这个有点这个照着这个常理呀做事情呀。
So I have to remind my brother and sister in the church, you know, we cannot live as just people who do not know God. So you cannot manage your fellowship. Just you manage the worldly business.
要全心摆上。
You have to serve with your whole heart.
作为一个灵契这个团契的这个负责人，你要看看这个团契里面这个教导是不是什么，是不是很鼓舞人。
So as a leader of the fellowship, you have to see if your teaching inspires people.
你要看看这个教会里这个团契里这个关怀的工作有没有到位。
You have to look if people who need caring has been satisfied and taken care of.
有没有常常邀请这个教会的新朋友来参加你的团契
？Have you invited new friends to join the fellowship?
团契当然最重要一个特征就是有没有生命呀。
So the most important thing for a fellowship is that is there a life, Christian life can be seen.
换句话说，这个每个人到了礼拜五的时候，他满心渴望要去团聚啊。
So is that true that every Friday, all the believers are eager to join the fellowship life?
在那个地方，我可以敞开我的内心，我属灵的挣扎。
So in that place, I feel safe to open my heart for spiritual struggle or tell people my struggle.
所以要全心摆上。
So we want people to dedicate wholeheartedly.
最后一项就是当你找到你的恩赐时，继续的培养它。
And the last one is that when you find your spiritual gift, you have to cultivate it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
每个弟兄姐妹在教会里面都是非常非常的重要。
Every one of you is very important to the church.
我们必须要全然献上自己。
We have to offer ourselves, every part of ourselves.
你可以想想看，在教会里面，神让一些弟兄姐妹做脚的功能。
You can imagine that in a church, God used some of you to be His feet.
如果中间有些弟兄姐妹们这个拒绝做脚的功能
，If some of you refuse to play that role,
你想想看，一个人走路，一只脚会不会很困难、很辛苦啊
？So if one person can only walk with one foot, that will be very difficult.
或者说这个甚至什么，这个两个脚都不工作呀
？Sometimes even two feet refuse to.Work.
那么我们教会里很多人什么有手的功能，必须要用手当做脚去走路呀，更辛苦呀。
So people may just you know become a hands of a church when the feet refuse to work, and the church has to walk with their hands. It's even more challenging.
你的恩赐可能是担当这个肾的功能、胃的功能啊，这个还有我们这个肚子里面无数看不清的这些功能呀。
So your function in a church may be just like the stomach or kidney cannot be seen, but very important for your body.
任何一样这个弟兄姐妹，一个弟兄姐妹或者任何一个恩赐没有被适当的应用的话，我们整个这个身体就会受损害。
So if one of the function has become dysfunction or not been fully utilized, it would cause damage to our body.
今天神把我们放在一起。
God put us together.
我们的焦点不是牧师。
So our focus is not the pastor.
我们焦点不是主日学的老师。
And our pastor is not the Sunday school teacher.
我们的焦点不是某某弟兄或者姐妹。
And our focus is not, you know, one brothers or another sisters.
我们的焦点就是尽好神所赐给我们这个恩赐上，我们做好管家。
Our focus is that to utilize the spiritual gift.That God has given us, and to become a faithful servant.
这样，基督的名就可以得着称赞。
So God's names can be glorified.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray now.
爱我们的天父。
Loving Father.
感谢赞美主。
We want to praise and thank you.
感谢主不仅赐给我们救恩。
We want to thank you not only to give us a salvation.
你更是赐给我们服侍你的恩赐。
You also given, you has given us, the spiritual gift to serve you.
让我们靠着这些恩赐，能够使你的名得到荣耀。
So we may glorify your name with those spiritual gifts.
主啊，求你激励我们。
God, please inspire us.
让我们知道，我们每一个弟兄姐妹们都有你所赐给的恩赐包裹。
So every one of us know that you have given us a spiritual gift package.
求你真的是帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹，特别是不时常服侍的弟兄姐妹们。
Please help every one of us, especially those who haven't got a chance to serve you.
能够知道你的恩赐。
To know your spiritual gifts.
并且使用你的恩赐。
And utilize them.
这样让你的身体，也就是我们这个整个教会能够动起来。
So your body, which means that the church, can be mobilized.
主啊，我们再次感谢你。
God, we want to thank you again.
你把我们众弟兄姐妹量身打造这个恩赐，并且让我们合在一起。
You measured the spiritual gift for each one of us and put us together.
求你帮助我们以谦卑的心彼此服侍。
Please help us to serve with a humble heart.
这样感恩祷告，奉主的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
谢谢。